Hey friend, do you want to offer meaningful learning solutions that create behavior change, fit in the flow of work, and yield real results for your nonprofit? If yes, this is the podcast for you. Join me as I explore instructional design and leadership development best practices, as well as change management, belonging, and influence. If we haven't met yet, I'm Heather, and I've been in your shoes. I'm a learning and development consultant and founder of Skill Masters Market. Before starting my business, I led learning and leadership development initiatives for a large national nonprofit. I know what it's like to need to develop your staff quickly and effectively and to build the relationships and cut through the organizational layers to be successful. And I'm bringing all of that to you in this podcast. So block your calendar, turn off your Teams or Slack chat, and let's dive in. It's learning for good. In our house, we have a good couch and an everyday couch. Our good couch is taken care of and it's lasted for years. Yeah, we've sat on it. We've watched movies there. We've snuggled up under blankets on cold winter nights. We've fed babies. We've wiped away tears after nightmares jolted one of our kids awake. It's always there and we want it to last, so we take care of it. Then we have our everyday couch. It's also used to watch movies or lounge around, but we are a little less careful, spilling popcorn on it, kids jumping on it maybe, even though they're not supposed to, dog climbing up for pets. This couch is also part of our story, but we don't expect it to last as long. We paid less for it, and we're just a little less protective of it. So why am I telling you about my couches? It's easy to know which couch is more valuable. It's the one we care for. But is it that easy to know if your learning and development team is a valued business partner at work? That's what we are going to explore today on Learning for Good. Think about something you value. Maybe it's something that was really expensive. Maybe it's something that has sentimental value. It means something to you. Maybe it's something that just couldn't be easily replaced. Maybe it's all three. But it's easy to know you value it. Your learning and development team is a valuable part of your nonprofit. But is it perceived that way? Today, I want to go through three ways to know for sure. The first, when supervisors notice a skill gap in their team, they refer their team members to learning and development. It is absolutely normal for a team member to struggle with something in their role. Our roles shift over time, and we get asked to do something new, use a new skill, or use a new tool. That takes time and practice. So for example, maybe you have a team member who has never been involved in cross-functional teams before and is suddenly on a project requiring more cross-functional interactions. This is new for them. They may not know exactly how to interact, when to bring in their supervisor, what information to share with their peers, and when. And the supervisor might recognize that this is challenging or there's a skill gap here. So when the supervisor recognizes that their team member is being challenged by this new expectation, what do they do? Does the supervisor ignore it? Maybe they have a brief conversation with the staff, the team member, to set expectations. Or do they refer that team member to learning and development, where they might get access to training or job aids or coaching or some other solution? If the supervisor thinks of learning and development, they are showing that they value what you have to offer. They believe that you can help their team member learn this new skill and excel. So that's the first one. The second way to know if you're a valued business partner is when senior leaders are making operational decisions, they include learning and development. If senior leaders are thinking about organizational structure changes or scaling a program or entering new markets or really making any sort of change, they should be thinking about learning and development. That's because any change will require upskilling or reskilling of the people that will implement the change. You know this. So if your senior leaders are inviting you to these discussions and asking you to be involved in the decisions, they likely see the value that you are bringing to the table. Now, a third way to know if your learning and development team is a valued business partner in your nonprofit is a little bit different. So when your financial development team is writing a grant proposal, they account for learning and development. If your nonprofit is seeking grant funding, there may be an opportunity for learning and development. So again, an example, if you're looking to scale a program, you might seek grant funding to help you do that. But you're also going to need to train new staff or develop new skills in existing staff. So learning and development should be accounted for in that proposal. So if your financial development team comes to you proactively to identify what you need in learning and development to support the overall project, they see the value that you bring toward the success of that project. And they want that project to be successful because they are likely going to be reporting back to the funder if they receive the funding. So those are just a few ways to know that learning and development is a valued business partner. And learning and development always has value to offer, and it's part of how successful the nonprofit is in delivering on any of its commitments. So if they're coming to you, they see that value too. Now, there are many ways to see your value, but for others to see it, we have to show it. So little bonus tip, but make sure you're talking about what learning and development can do, what impact you're having, and how you want to be involved in your nonprofit. That way others hear it. And as you follow through, they will see it too. And the more they hear it and the more they see it, the more that they will invite you to the table as a valued business partner. All right. You may have other ideas of how learning and development teams show up as a valued business partner in your organization. I would love to hear all about it over on LinkedIn. But that's it for today. I look forward to seeing you next time on Learning for Good. Hey friend, was this episode helpful for you? Did you like what you heard? Do you want more content like this? Here are three things you can do. Hit subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or your podcast app of choice. Share this episode with a colleague. This means so much to me personally. I read every review, but it also helps me learn what content you like most so I can create more of what you want. All right. Turn that Teams or Slack chat back on when you're ready, and I'll see you next time on Learning for Good.